Good evening. I'm Evan, and you're listening to the Kinky Crafter Podcast. Tonight is Wednesday, April 15th. I'm going to be talking briefly about the class that I attended this evening. It was actually a fairly interesting class. We got to learn about mummification in general, specifically mummification using saran wrap, pallet wrap, that sort of thing. Also, vet wrap was covered. It was a fairly interesting, informative class, although it was one of the ones that are more, I think it kind of falls into the category of the not quite as sexy classes, at least for me anyway. You know, it's not really a specific topic that I'm really interested in or excited about, but I did find it very interesting to go to and kind of, well, classes like this that aren't concerning something that I'm directly involved in, I'd still enjoy going to try to see what I can get out of it. Because for me, in most cases anyway, there's almost always something that I can take away from a class, and you know, at absolute worst case, you know, I end up not getting a lot out of the class, but socializing. This one in particular, I think I did pick up on some details and ideas, and mostly some things that I'd be interested in integrating in some of the other suspension and just general bondage related things that that I do enjoy doing with rope. You know, I got a lot of kind of interesting ideas as we're going along on, you know, how I can incorporate some of the sort of processes and methods of mummification into the type of restraint and such that I like to do. So I thought it was, you know, interesting and worthwhile. I know I think there tends to be kind of a habit among some people in the community, especially people who have sort of been around for a while longer, to kind of not to not be interested in classes, especially ones that they perceive as being more, more introductory level. And I think that's kind of a shame, because you know, even if a presenter is, talking about a topic that you're familiar with, you know, you never know when someone's going to bring up an interesting point, or, someone's going to talk about something that you haven't had experience with, or, you never know what you might be able to get out of a class when you don't bother going. So I think that that kind of attitude is not the most productive in the world. I can understand, you know, if you've already seen a presenter give a class on a given topic, and you know you're busy. You know, you have other things that you'd rather be doing. Yeah, maybe there are better uses of your time. But you know, for the people that sort of dismiss a class based solely on their level of interest in the specific subject or their level of involvement, I think they're kind of potentially missing out on a lot of interesting educational content there. I think that's kind of a shame. And so that was the class for the evening. That's about it as far as interesting things that have happened today. I'm still finally starting to recover in body and mind from the awesome weekend of fun I had. My throat's finally starting to recover. It was actually fairly sore for a couple of days from all the talking over loud music and loud conversations from over the weekend, and my feet are finally feeling back to normal again after being on them from early on Saturday until early Sunday morning. So things are finally starting to sort of calm back down. I'm looking fairly forward to some of the events this week. This Wednesday, I get to go to, or sorry, Thursday rather, I'm going to a Edge Sig meeting. The Edge Sig is basically a group of people who are discussing their interests and some of the edgier activities that they participate in. And then later on this week, particularly this Sunday, sorry, this Saturday, it is late tonight. This Saturday, I have a big night at the club. I don't have anything specific planned, but it should be a good time. So I'm looking forward to that too. All in all, it should be a fairly nice, relaxing week and hopefully a fun weekend. That's generally what I try to shoot for. I think the craft segment yesterday went fairly well. Haven't received any feedback yet, but hopefully I'll be hearing from people after the podcast has gotten around a little more and has gotten something of a listener base. I can start getting an idea of what people think about the format and content of the craft segments and of the show in general, and see if there's anything specific that listeners would like to see me improve on. you know, aside from the basic fundamental idea of, you know, talking about things that I'm specifically interested in, I'm certainly flexible as far as the types of things that I'm interested in and talking about, and topics I'm willing to present, etc. So feel free to let me know what you think. I was checking on iTunes today, and my podcast is finally showing up in searches for terms like BDSM and kink, which is definitely a good thing. Hopefully that will sort of draw in a little bit more of an audience. I also noticed today that it's showing up with two tiny little bars of popularity, which isn't much, but as far as I can tell, it generally indicates that, someone is subscribing to the podcast, at least, because it's in some way more popular than the ones that are listed under it. If you're listening to this, I assume you're either downloading it via iTunes or subscribe to the RSS feed, or maybe even manually accessing it from the website. I'd be interested to hear from anyone out there who's listening, what your method of of accessing the podcast is, and maybe a little bit about why. So if you'd like to pass that information along, or if you have any other comments, thoughts, suggestions, feel free to email me at evan@kinkycrafter.com. I look forward to hearing from you, and I hope you have a good night.